It was Friday afternoon, and everyone in class was excited for Dylan's birthday party tomorrow. Everyone except Alice. Dylan is one of Alice's best friends, and she was so pleased when she first got his party invitation. But as the party got closer, Alice got more and more worried. She had known ages ago it was Dylan's birthday soon. Alice had a brilliant memory and knew when all of her friends' birthdays were. All 18 of her classmates. Alice was autistic, which meant she was very good at remembering things. However, autism can also make lots of people, making lots of noise, very scary. She was also very good with numbers and knew the party was now only 21 hours and 14 minutes away. Alice decided she couldn't go. It would just be too big, too noisy, too scary. Being autistic meant it was sometimes difficult for Alice to tell people what she was thinking and how she was feeling. Alice burst into tears and tried to tell Dylan why she couldn't go, but she couldn't find the right words. Later that day, when Alice was picked up from school, she told her mom it was really hard being autistic. She was so sad it sometimes stopped her from doing fun things. Alice's mom thought long and hard before giving Alice a big cuddle. "I've got an idea," Alice's mom said, and when they got home, she went to make a phone call. 10 minutes later, Alice's mom came back in with a big smile. "I've just spoken to Dylan's daddy, and Dylan would like you to go to a very special party after his other party tomorrow. He will turn the music down, and you can play lots of party games with Dylan and Emma. Everyone else will have gone home. How does that sound?" Alice sat quietly and thought about it. She really did want to see Dylan on his birthday. And playing games with him and Emma did sound fun. It would be much quieter without everyone else there. And she really liked listening to music, as long as it wasn't too loud. Alice felt much happier and nodded to her mom. Alice's mom picked her up and spun her around. "Alice, you don't need to be sad about your autism. Remember, it doesn't need to stop you from doing anything. Being autistic makes you extra special, and that's why we all love you so much. You are so clever. There's nobody else who knows when everyone's birthday is." Alice gave her mom a big cuddle before grinning and jumping up. "I need to pick a party dress. Only 17 hours and 8 minutes to go.